What's up, everybody? This is Danny Muckle, and this is my writing diary number 6, I believe. I'm setting you down next to the mouse here. Today, I was getting over yesterday. It was the bulk of it. Work was okay with the 9 to 5, and then came home and was in a much better mood, but I still hadn't written anything today, so here's what I'm going to do. As I record this, I am going to open up the Give Blood and Thanks manuscript. There we go. Here we go. Opening. And just so I wrote today, I'm going to write a sentence right now. Check this out. Okay. I'm going all the way down. Okay. John and Arthur got out of the car and pushed their way to the entrance of the station. A group of young cadets were standing outside the door, keeping the gathering crowd at bay. John patted one of the young men on the shoulder as they slipped into the doors. "Good job, boys. No one else gets in until we come out." And then... No one gets in till we come out. Yes, sir. The youngest looking of the men said. And now what we have is we have Arthur Martian and John Martian walking into the police station after they just got out of visiting Smitty in the hospital. And they are... they just got the call that one of the guys found Remy and the girl with no hands in the evidence room. So now they are coming upon that scene. And who should they run into? I think the first person they would see, since they're short-staffed. The only people that are going to be in this room are Arthur, John, Remy in jail, the chief, and the younger officer. Everybody else is outside. So it's only these guys. And... you know, maybe, now the EMT, yeah, no, the coroner's in there. There's some EMT people making all the formalities. So, we have to decide if they just walk right in. Do we carry the scene any further, or do we just cut to what? Do we just assume that they've came in and done their greetings and everybody's freaked out, and then we just cut to Remy in the jail cell? And maybe Arthur and John and the chief questioning it. I don't like that idea, so here's what we're going to do. The chief screams at him right when they walk in. Arthur and John made their way to the end of the lobby. The chief was on the phone in his office screaming. Once he saw Arthur and John through his window, he slammed the phone down without saying a word. And of course the chief is going to be mad because it's Arthur's fault that Remy got left. So, what the fuck, Martian? And then, of course, the chief screamed. His face was red. The chief screamed. Both John and Arthur turned their head and winced. And then there will be some part. So, there, we wrote 1 sentence, 2 sentence, 3 sentence, 4 sentence, 5 sentences. So, once again, this is a writing diary. Bam, done.